Any comments about what you've observed in renal cell patients in terms of on-target toxicity of bevacizumab, hypertension, for example?
One of the things we've learned in the last few years using all of these agents is that hypertension is real and it's manageable. It's primarily induced by an increase in the systemic vascular resistance. And we think of that as really an on-target effect. Vascular endothelial growth factor was previously known as vascular permeability factor. And so it was originally discovered as an agent that helped loosen the connections in blood cells and allowed them to be more leaky, more permeable. So when you block on VEGF, you're actually clamping down on the vasculature. And this is the normal vasculature as well. And it's that increase in systemic vascular resistance, particularly peripheral vascular resistance, that's driving the hypertension. And so, you know, when you look at most of our antihypertensive algorithms out in community practice, it's primarily start with a low-dose diuretic. Well, that doesn't necessarily lower your peripheral vascular resistance. That's going to lower your blood volume, which consequently may lower your pressure. But really, agents that lower that peripheral resistance, things like ACE inhibitors or calcium channel blockers, may be better agents in order to block this effect and improve your overall blood pressure control. So we typically will start with a low-dose ACE inhibitor. We'll escalate that up, something like Zestrel, a generic drug, up to its full dose, and then we'll add in a calcium channel blocker. And that combination, we've been able to control blood pressures in the vast majority of patients. I'm very aggressive in managing blood pressure because I think of this as chronically, a patient that's going to be on drug for a year or more, a significant risk towards tipping them over towards a cardiovascular event. Because of our concerns for that, we'll manage that pretty aggressively.
Pretty aggressively, what target will you treat to and what target will you start treating?
So I pay most attention to the diastolic blood pressures. So systolic can be a little more labile, particularly in the doctor's office. We really try to keep those diastolic blood pressures less than 90, preferably less than 80. If I've got a patient, I'm starting on therapy and they're already at 90, I'm going to go ahead and start working their blood pressure down, trying to get in under the 80 range, because I know there's a high likelihood that's a patient that's going to come in with higher degrees of hypertension. It's interesting, if you've got a patient that's really no hypertension at baseline, you know, normal pressure, 110 over 70, they're very unlikely to develop hypertension even on these agents. They're sort of well compensated. It's the patients that have baseline hypertension that are at greatest risk for that getting worse.